plans for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's play it on a Thursday, February 16th into Friday, February 17th. It is Locked On Lions. Matt Derry with you. Locked On Podcast Network, provided to you by audioboom.com and by iTunes and by my good friend, the man who started the Locked On Network, the great David Locke, voice of the Utah Jazz. We're talking Lions. We do it each and every day with you right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. If you're new to the podcast, thank you for listening. We've got a lot of great material today, including my take on what the Lions are doing with their stadium. And we go directly to the source. We go right to Rossetti, the lead design firm, the sports design firm in downtown Detroit. Kirk Phillips, who's the senior design lead for Rossetti. They're doing the entire design of the $100 million renovations of Ford Field. We'll talk to Kirk on exactly what exactly the Lions are doing and what they're doing about Ford Field, which I think is great. It's so cliche, and this is where I want to begin today. It is so cliche to do what? As a media member, as a fan, as a blogger, as a talk show host, podcast host, writer, whatever. It is so cliche when we're talking about the Lions to do what? Rip the Lions, right? Oh, they won one playoff game in 60 years. Oh, 1957. It's so easy. All right? The Lions have a ton of holes on their roster. The Lions have a ways to go before they get to a Super Bowl, before they win a playoff game. All this stuff is true. All right? But the Lions, if there's one thing the Lions have done pretty well, it's that they've recognized over the last couple of years their failures, their shortcomings, and they're doing everything possible to try to fix those things. All right? Guilty as charged when I was hosting on 105.1. I think it was doing the midday at the time, noon to three, when Rod Wood became team president. And I was one of the people that said, he's an in-house guy. Why aren't the Lions going outside the organization to find a president? Blah, blah, blah. All this guy has done, Rod Wood, I think he's hired a tremendous general manager, somebody that was an outsider. They've added numerous amenities to Allen Park so that the players' experience is the best it can be for them to achieve success. And now the stadium. Who's going to argue with $100 million of renovations to the stadium, new video boards, installation of a new sound system, renovating the suites, the club seat areas, redesigning club space, the Wi-Fi? Who's going to argue with that? If the Lions are going to compete with the big boys and get Final Fours and Super Bowls into Ford Field, they must do these renovations, and I'm all for it, and I think it's a great thing. I do. I think it's a great thing. I think what the Lions have done under Rod Wood is they've welcomed themselves to the 2000s here, and I've always been a fan of Ford Field as a venue. Try going to some of these cookie-cutter new stadiums. They're all the same. You know, I think CenturyLink in Seattle is a little bit different with the elevation and with that high end zone that they have. I've been to Tampa and Raymond James with the pirate ship in the end zone. But go to Pittsburgh, Cincy, Jacksonville, Carolina. I've been to a lot of these stadiums. They're all the same. Ford Field has Hudson's Warehouse. It's a dome. And now they're going to add $100 million of renovations and do some things, thank God for the new Wi-Fi, do some things that will give the fan experience, give the fans a better experience. And I'm all for it. And I commend the Lions for doing this. What renovations do you like? What do you need to see? It's all for you at newfordfield.com. They're going to be calling it the new Ford Field, and they should. There's definitely some things there in terms of food, beverage, clubs that they need to add to update it and have it ready for 2017 so it's a better experience. I wouldn't blame any fan for wanting to stay home on Sunday. Now, there's this giant belief around town that everybody's moving downtown. No. Downtown is back. Don't tell me Detroit is back because people are moving out of Detroit. Detroit still has issues. All right, I work in Detroit every day now. All right, the city has its problems, but the downtown, yes, the downtown is booming. Now we got to work on the surrounding city, get the schools up and running, get the facilities up and running, the police officers, and if they so they can get more help, fire crews, all that stuff. I don't want to go on a political rant. But the one thing that Ford Field is doing is looking up saying, hey, look, new arena coming, more opportunities for people to do things other places. We got to get our stuff together here. And I give Rod Wood, the Ford family, and the Lions a lot of credit for recognizing that and plunking out over $100 million of their own money to update the place. So I think it's pretty cool. And this video, the main video board that is going to be 39.5 feet high by 152 feet wide, 565 the equivalent of 565 60-inch TVs, kind of similar to Dallas. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be cool. And hopefully the Lions get a Super Bowl again like they had in, what was that, 2000? What year was that? Because I was there. Lions had the Super Bowl in 2004, was it? 2006. February 5th, 2006. When the Steel Curtain fans and the terrible towels invaded Detroit for that one day when they beat the Seahawks. So it would be great to get a Super Bowl back and Final Four again. And I give the Lions a lot of credit for doing it. And I think it's a great, great idea. By the way, another great idea is Locked On NFL Draft. If you haven't checked it out yet, they've got a great, great product at Locked On NFL Draft right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On NFL Draft, a great job done by John Ledyard and Luke Easterling, updating you each and every day on what teams might do, might not do in the NFL Draft. How about Pete Prisco at CBSSports.com? His first mock draft has the Lions at 21 taking Dalvin Cook, the running back from Florida State. Very, very interesting. It's all for you on Locked On NFL Draft with John Ledyard and Luke Easterling. Check it out on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.
All right, as I've been talking about, I really like what the Lions are doing here, spending $100 million on renovations at Ford Field. Rod Wood, the Lions team president, addressed that last night. Let's talk to the man who will be behind the plan here for Rossetti, the lead design man, the lead designer for this renovation at Ford Field. He is Kirk Phillips, joining me now from Rossetti. Kirk, thanks for a couple of minutes.
Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
Good, good. Good. Excited.
Take us through, I guess, when this all originated. Was this a Rod Wood idea? Was this the Fords? Who came up with this idea to do these renovations, and how did you guys get involved?
I think both Rod and the family were the initiators of this, but we got involved. We were asked to come out early spring of last year and start looking at some of the potential options that the Ford family have within the stadium. So they engaged us on and asked us to look around the stadium, look what the potentials were, look around the league, provide some ideas for them to basically chew on and let us know what they thought. And from there, they basically started, they green-light us on what you're seeing today.
What's the biggest reason do you think that they wanted to do this?
Again, I think they want to, it's all about the fans. I think that's the key driver here, is they want to provide the fans with a similar experience that is happening around the league, and even go beyond what you see around the league and elevate it beyond that. So I think that was what the real driver was here, is just to create a stronger brand presence and a stronger experience for the fans.
Kirk Phillips with me from Rossetti. When you went around the league and you went around the country looking at arenas and stadiums, I guess the biggest thing is maybe tell me, Kirk, what wasn't missing from Ford Field and what's good and what you think was missing that was maybe down the top of the list.
Well, I mean, to begin with, when the stadium was designed and when we came back on, early last year, They basically only had three levels of seating. They had your standard, you know, seat. They had a club seat, and then they had suites. And what you're seeing around the league nowadays is diversity, and you're seeing different types of seating products at different levels just to provide access to fans and to get different experiences. So that was one of the key drivers here, was just to provide different opportunities for people to take advantage of and experience the Lions and all they have to offer.
So, Kirk, when you look at what Ford Field has now, and again, this is a stadium that I love, and I think, you know, going back to 2002 was so fresh with ideas and not your typical dome stadium and not your typical new stadium. I was talking to Denise. Go ahead.
Yes.
I was talking to Denise earlier from your company, and just, you know, I've been to Jacksonville, I've been to Tampa and Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, some of these new stadiums, and they're all very cookie cutter. I think the one good thing about Ford Field is there's some originality there, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it really takes in, you know, it's a very urban, building. I mean, we incorporated, you know, what the Hudson Warehouse, which is, you know, everybody knows in Detroit what Hudson stands for. And this was a big thing. It's the first stadium that began to, you know, envelop an existing building and make it part of the stadium, make it part of the experience. And it hadn't been done. And it's been done only on a small level since then.
Kirk Phillips with me from Rossetti. They're going to be designing these renovations and everything for what they're calling now the new Ford Field. What makes it new? What, Kirk, what should fans, what will they immediately see when they walk in and that they'll notice right away are some of the nuances and some of the new things that they'll see?
I mean, you know, you'll see, it'll be a total new experience. I mean, video boards, sound, Wi-Fi. I mean, those are just, you know, things that everybody can see, everybody experiences when you walk in. And then, as you've seen in the press releases and seen some of the videos, you know, there'll be the new corner bar, you know, right now that sort of, it's a corner lounge, and it's a completely new vision to access by everybody. It'll have a great classic look that really represents the city. And then beyond that, lots of new concessions, you know, restaurants, concessions that are based on restaurants within the city and chefs that are in the city. So it's a real reach out to the community, and fans will really feel that they're part of this new Ford Field.
I was at the World Series this past year in Cleveland when the Indians played the Cubs, and I noticed, you know, they have that outfield bar there where you're right, it's sort of an area where anybody can go get a drink or something to eat and see the game. It seems like that is something that fans want now, where there's access to being around more people and different people, and is that what this is?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's fans gathering, it's watching the game, it's a communal event. I mean, you know, you want to watch the game, you want to be a part of the game, but you also want to hang out with your friends, you want to hang out with other fans, you want to meet new people, and that's really where, you know, the league and fans around the not only just the NFL, but around other leagues are engaging is that type of experience.
So with the Lions doing this, how big of a must was this in terms of updating the stadium based on it's been up and running since 2002?
You see, around the league, if you look around the league, most of the stadiums that were built at that time are going through similar renovations. They're looking at what opportunities they have with their existing facility and starting to exploit that and asking, you know, architects like ourselves to come in and re-envision and help them and help their fans, you know, experience the game in a different way.
How much?
I think that this was a must for for Ford Field and the Ford family to keep the fans happy and keep, you know, the community engaged.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much, you know, did they hear from the average fan? Because, you know, nowadays people don't want to hike downtown unless they have to and they're really into it because they've got that experience at home with surround sound at their house, the big screen TVs, the HD. It's difficult now to get people downtown, not just downtown, but to the NFL stadium on a Sunday morning, is it not?
Yeah, no, it's a task to do that. And, you know, prices rise and all that. But, you know, again, when we started this project, we engaged some focus groups. The Lions invited a large number of people in multiple groups, and they held, you know, question and answer groups that we were part of, and we heard the results from, and we used those to help, you know, form and conceptualize what we ultimately are doing now.
What new things are you trying? Is there anything that nobody else has done that you guys are doing? Because I know back in 2002, and I know you weren't there at the time, but have been with the Lions and Rossetti now a while in terms of working together. What things are you maybe creating now that the other teams have not for this particular project?
I think the lounge is an area that I think you're starting to see around the league, but it's a club that is really first come, first served. So it's slightly above your standard seat price, but you have an opportunity to experience the game and experience things where, you know, you're with similar groups or similar people that, you know, your peers, and come together in a unique environment, watch the game in a unique way, and have great food and drink close by where you don't have to move to a concession or move out of the space that you're in. So it's a great addition to Ford Field. You don't necessarily see that around the league. You're starting to see it pop up in some of the newer ones. But, you know, we hope that this is something that will help drive, and people will look to Ford Field as a benchmark.
I think it was a couple of years ago the Lions had discussed this, and obviously it was a different regime with Tom LeJuan, who did a nice job with the off-the-field stuff, and now it's Rod Wood. Was it Rod Wood kind of pushing this, you think?
I think Rod was was probably one of the bigger drivers here. I mean, he had a vision. He wanted to move the fan base to, you know, a different level, and what he thought they expected. And so I think he was a huge driver in that, and convinced, and again, I'm just speculating here, and convinced the family that was the right thing to do.
How about these video boards, Kirk? You don't want to turn Ford Field into something it's not. Now, you see, Jerry World is what it is with Dallas, but it sounds like that's the model, is it not?
Yeah, no. I mean, I've worked in with a couple other teams around the league, and, you know, the video boards are a big thing. Size of the video boards, what the, you know, where they're located. It's a big driver for, you know, stadiums around the league, and with, you know, the Ford family and Rod doing this, you know, they're going to be at the top. They're going to be the newest. People are going to look to them and look at the model they're creating and use that for a driver for their own facilities.
Final thing for Kirk Phillips from Rossetti, the sports design firm, the lead design group for this renovation, $100 million the Lions are putting to Ford Field. Take me through the timeline now. Will this all be completed by the first preseason game in August this coming year?
That's what we're aiming. We're supposed to be turned over for the first preseason game, and I know that date is still trying to be set. But that's the goal, is that we will be complete, and all the fans will be, you know, be able to experience this whole new facility.
Kirk, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations, and I think this is going to be fantastic. Needed, but also think that the stadium is in good hands, it sounds like, with you guys helping run the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me, and have a good day.
All right, thank you very much to Kirk Phillips from Rossetti. They're going to be designing these new renovations, $100 million worth for the Lions at Ford Field. Check them out on Twitter at Rossetti, Rossetti Design, for more info on what the Lions are doing. I think it's great. By the way, Dan Orlovsky went on SiriusXM NFL Radio earlier today and confirmed it. The Lions are moving on without him next year. So the veteran quarterback and backup will no longer be on the Lions. It appears Jake Rudock, it's going to be the guy that will back up Matthew Stafford. And as I said yesterday on the podcast, doesn't matter who the backup is. If Stafford's not healthy, this team isn't winning. All right, you can bring the ghost of Bob Galliano back. Eric Hipple could come out of retirement. Doesn't matter. All right, you could have Dan Marino at age 50-something as your backup. Doesn't matter. If Stafford's not healthy, it's not going to be a lot of productivity from this Lions offense, regardless of who the backup quarterback is. All right, thanks to Kirk Phillips from Rossetti. Thanks to you for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Locked On Lions.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.